work was conducted when I was at CDC, and Katie Kilker was also an author on this. She was instrumental in the latter part of this project that you'll see in a little bit. We're going to look at audience segmentation and tailored health messages for women of childbearing age. Essentially, this project started because oftentimes we treat women of childbearing age as one homogenous audience. We're all lumped together. I fall into that category. Many women in this room fall into that category. We're very different from one another. There might be a 20-year-old woman who falls into that category. She's in college. She's not married. She's not even thinking about pregnancy. There might be someone else who's in her 30s and is married and thinking about starting a family, but it might not be anytime soon. It might be a woman who's in her 40s and she has several children, but they might want another one. These are very different women, yet we continue to send them the same message time after time after time. And so this project was an attempt to differentiate these women, try to figure out how can we figure out how they're alike and how they're different and create different messages that might target them. And in this case, I was with the National Center on Birth Defects and Developmental Disabilities, and so we were looking to prevent birth defects and encourage them to take folic acid. So as you'll see, folic acid is one of our dependent variables. So, as I've said, messages are often designed for women of childbearing age, but we're trying to figure out how they're different. We don't want to target all of these women in one group, so we're looking at, okay, who are these women of childbearing age? How can we distinguish them from one another? How can we tailor health messages that are going to work rather than a vague message that might work for some and might not work for others? How do we find the messages that are going to work? And what are the best ways to reach each group of women? So folic acid was what we were looking at. We wanted to find a way, like I said, to prevent birth defects. Folic acid is the primary means for preventing birth defects, and so we were looking at how do we get there. We wanted to segment the target audience using data-driven methods, and we wanted to develop research-based messages in order to reach our target audience. We also wanted to work with providers. We wanted to develop research-based planning tools to help professionals tailor their own health messages. So if there are other people out there who are working with this women of childbearing age target audience, how can we develop tools that will be useful for them? And so our ultimate goal here is to develop web-based tools that connect the audiences, connect the women with their tailored health messages, connect the professionals with tools that will help them develop their own tailored messages for this target audience. So how did we do this? Step one, a national survey of consumer and health behaviors. We looked at the Health Styles data. Health Styles is a national mail panel survey. It reaches, I believe, over 12,000 people. And we pulled out for two different years, I think we looked at 2004 and 2005, we pulled out the women of childbearing age in the respondents. We took a look at predictors of folic acid consumption, and we looked at both demographic and psychographic variables, because again, oftentimes women are just segmented demographically. You look at them by age or by race and assume that all the women within that group are the same. We didn't want to assume that. We wanted to pull in some of the psychographic variables. The data from the survey were subjected to classification and regression tree analyses, and it pulled out that pregnancy plans and attitude toward multivitamins were the two strongest predictors. So we're not necessarily looking at the demographics here. We're looking at, is she planning a pregnancy? Is she even thinking about planning a pregnancy? And what are the current attitudes toward taking multivitamins? Those were the two strongest predictors. So for pregnancy plans, these were the options. She could either be currently pregnant, planning a pregnancy in the next year, planning a pregnancy someday, but not necessarily in the next year, or not planning to become pregnant anytime in the future. We did remove women who could not become pregnant from the analysis. So these were all women who could become pregnant. The attitude toward multivitamins variable, we basically divided the group into high and low. We divided them into women who have a low attitude toward multivitamins. They think that they have a healthy diet, they get all the nutrients they need, they don't believe that taking the multivitamin is going to make them any healthier. Women with a high attitude toward multivitamins, they think it's a good thing. They're probably already taking them, or at least thinking about taking them. They mean to, but they kind of sit on the shelf and they forget about them now and then. But they think that if they do take it, it'll make them feel healthier. They feel like it's an easy thing that they can incorporate into their daily routine. So what we did is using this really cool program. Yeah, I know, I'm a geek, but that's okay. Using a really cool program, we did the classification and regression tree analysis, and it basically broke down the groups. The top is what it looks like if you include all women in the analysis. Of all women of childbearing age who can become pregnant, only 39% of them are getting a multivitamin or consuming cereal that's fortified with folic acid on a daily basis. 40%. And that's pretty standard across national surveys. If you break it down by attitude, you can see the difference there. The low attitude, only 25% of them are getting their folic acid on a daily basis, but the high attitude people, still only 50%. So even though these women could become pregnant, only 50% of them are getting the necessary folic acid. And then we broke it down by pregnancy plan. Some of them are grouped together here, but you can see that as you segment them, certain groups are doing a better job of getting their folic acid, and other groups aren't doing so well at getting their folic acid. So we crossed these variables, pregnancy plans by attitude, and we created 8 distinct target audiences. I know 8 sounds like a lot, but it's not as bad as you might think. So we have 4 low attitude groups crossed with the pregnancy plans, and we have 4 high attitude groups crossed with the same pregnancy plans. 8 target audiences total. So what did we do? We used the same database. This survey is phenomenal. There is so much rich information that's available here. We could look at their eating habits. I could tell you what they ate. I mean, it was down to the level of, do you eat fish? Do you eat chicken? Do you eat vegetables? Do you eat, I mean, you can tell exactly what they're eating. Doctor's visits. I can even tell you where they shop, what newspaper, not what newspapers they read, which sections of the newspaper they read, which television programs they watch, all sorts of rich information that gives you that detailed information about where you can reach these people. If you want to put an ad on TV, which show do you put it on? If you want to reach them through some, you know, if you want to reach them when they're shopping, here are the venues where each group is shopping. And so for each group in the target audience, we did the analysis to find out all of the information about them. And there are comprehensive profiles developed for each of the 8 target audiences. So then what we did is we tried to translate this into something usable, right? We had all this valuable information. We wanted to turn it around into something that could be useful to somebody. So we translated them into a web application providing tailored health information for female consumers and also a web application for public health program planners. So the results of this were an interactive web-based application that generates tailored health messages depending on how they answer 5 simple questions. So the women can go to this web page, they can answer 5 simple questions that assess their pregnancy plans and their attitude. Based on their answers, it will take them directly to a message that is tailored for them. Same thing for the program planners. They can take a quiz about their population that they are trying to reach. They answer the same 5 questions based on information that they think is relatively accurate about their target audience. It takes them to a detailed audience analysis providing all sorts of statistics about how to reach these women. So here's the quiz. You come in, you answer the 5 questions. The first one deals with pregnancy plans. The last ones are all dealing with attitude. You calculate your answers, and then it'll give you a score. Once you get your score, you click on whether it's above the cutoff point or below the cutoff point. So it's a 5-question tool, and again, 2 versions, one for the women, one for the program planners. So then once you click on the links at the bottom, it'll take you directly to a page. This is one of the sample profile pages for the program planners. At the top, it's probably difficult to read, but at the top, you can get some a descriptive summary of what's going on. Tells you the women in your target audience, what they're like, things that are important to them. The highlights, that's where we put most of the demographic information. You know, for this group, most of the women are in their 30s. There are other groups where they're primarily in their 20s. But again, remember that age was not a predictor. So, you know, it's not generalizing. It's just looking more at, we tried to come up with some cute and clever names, you know, planners and preventers and that kind of thing. So that was kind of fun to come up with. We also provided some recommended materials based on the folic acid group. And then at the bottom, we provide venues for reaching this target audience. You can find out whether they're watching TV or using the internet, listening to the radio? If so, what time are they listening to the radio? What magazines they read, newspapers, and favorite places for shopping? We also had the profile pages for the consumers. Again, cute name. On the go, but pregnant? No. So again, we're trying to create something that would be interesting for the women to read. It's a fun magazine-style description, tailored health messages designed for the women in this target audience based on the information that they need given their profile. And again, at the bottom, providing appropriate educational materials that would hopefully get them the information that they need at this particular stage. So data-driven means geeky way of doing an audience segmentation, but getting the detailed and data-driven demographic and psychographic analysis of what's going on and how can we reach these women. We've got to stop treating target audiences as one homogenous group. We need to start addressing individual needs because we've been working on trying to get people to take folic acid for 10 years, and for 10 years, it's remained at 33%, or approximately 33%, of the people are getting their folic acid. We're a little higher in here, but for the most part, most of the surveys say about 33%. They haven't been working. We're hoping that the tailored health messages will start working. And if we can get people information that is designed for them, hopefully it will be more effective than the generic messages that we've been sending out to everybody else. So our targeted health messages were designed for each distinct audience segment based on their health and lifestyle. And if you have questions, you are welcome to contact either one of us at these email addresses. Or I can take questions now. That's an excellent question, and I'm actually going to defer it to Heather, who's sitting in the back and fighting, because I don't remember the answer to that one. Unfortunately, no, we're still waiting for it to go through CDC clearance. So I would love to say, go to this website because it's going to be there, but I can't do that yet. Hopefully soon. It will be through CDC's website. Communication and psychological issues around the behavior.